Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1. I'm Dave DeForest reporting no deal yet on Iran. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program entered a critical stage Monday. Top diplomats from six leading nations and Iran are trying to reach an agreement on key details of a possible accord. White House spokesman Eric Schultz said the United States is not going to predispose failure for the negotiations, but said the talks are going to go down the wire. Tuesday's self-imposed midnight deadline is fast approaching. A Western diplomat said the parties have yet to agree on how long a pact should last, how quickly the UN and Western economic sanctions against Iran should be lifted, and how they should be reinstated if Iran violates the terms of the accord. Nigeria's Electoral Commission has begun releasing results from the country's presidential election. The commission Monday announced official vote totals from eight states and the capital Abuja. It said President Goodluck Jonathan won three states and the federal capital territory, while his challenger, Muhammadu Buhari, won five states. Four of Buhari's victories came in states in southern Nigeria, which is generally considered a stronghold for President Jonathan. Election chairman Adahiru Jega said more results will be announced later in the day. An airstrike near a refugee camp in Yemen Monday killed at least 45 people and wounded another 65. Humanitarian workers said the bombing had targeted a nearby military installation in the northern district of Harad. The circumstances surrounding the attack are not clear. Since last Thursday, a Saudi-led coalition has conducted an aerial bombardment throughout the country against Yemeni's Houthi Shiite rebels. More on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States called the Saudi-led air campaign against Shiite rebels in Yemen a war of necessity. We get more from VOA's Victor Beatty.
Saudi Ambassador Adil Al-Jubeir says an objective of the air campaign is to protect the Yemeni people and government against the Houthis, who he described as a radical organization with ties to Iran and Hezbollah. He also says the Saudi campaign was launched Thursday at the behest of the legitimate Yemeni government of Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi and is aimed at returning peace and stability to Saudi Arabia's southern neighbor. U.S. President Barack Obama, speaking with Saudi King Salman, emphasized U.S. support for the action taken by Riyadh and its partners in Yemen, saying they both agreed the goal is Yemen's lasting stability through a negotiated political solution. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
In a statement issued before talks Monday with Deputy Chinese Premier Wang Yang, Liu said the United States and China must work to achieve mutually beneficial economic relationships, adding that it is critical to move to a more transparent exchange rate policy. A blogger was brutally hacked to death by three men in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, on Monday. Police apprehended two of the three suspects, whom police say are students at religious schools. A police official said the suspects have targeted Washikur Rahman for his anti-Islamic writings. U.S. President Barack Obama is planning to visit his ancestral homeland of Kenya in what would be his first visit there as president. White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz told reporters Monday Mr. Obama will go to Kenya at the end of July to attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. Schultz said the president will hold bilateral meetings while in Kenya. One person was killed and two injured Monday after federal police opened fire on an unauthorized car trying to access the U.S. military compound near Washington. The National Security Agency said security officials shot at a vehicle carrying two men dressed as women after the driver accelerated toward the police car guarding the Fort Meade complex, where the intelligence agency is headquartered. An occupant of the vehicle died at the scene. French prosecutors say the German wing's co-pilot, accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps, had suicidal tendencies in the past, but appeared to be stable. The co-pilot was, several years ago, and before he got his pilot's license for a longer period, treated for suicide attendants, said Christoph Kumpa, a spokesman for a prosecutor in Dusseldorf. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.